السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. کعبے پہ پری جب پہلی نظر, when my gaze first fell on the Kaaba. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. کعبے پہ پری جب پہلی نظر, کیا چیز ہے دنیا بھول گیا, یوں ہوش و خیرد مفلوج ہوئے, دل ذوق تماشا بھول گیا. کعبے پہ پری جب پہلی نظر, پھر روح کو اذن رقص ملا, خابیدہ جنوب دار ہوا. پھر روح کو اذن رقص ملا, خابیدہ جنوب دار ہوا. کلموں کا تقاضا یاد رہا, نظروں کا تقاضا بھول گیا. کعبے پہ پری جب پہلی نظر, احساس کے پردے لہرائے, ایمان کی حرارت تیز ہوئی. احساس کے پردے لہرائے, ایمان کی حرارت تیز ہوئی. سجدوں کی طرف اللہ اللہ, سر اپنا سودا بھول گیا. کعبے پہ پری جب پہلی نظر, جس وقت دعا کو ہاتھ اٹھے, یاد آنا سکا جو سوچا تھا. جس وقت دعا کو ہاتھ اٹھے, یاد آنا سکا جو سوچا تھا. اظہار عقیدت کی دھن میں, اظہار تمنا بھول گیا. کعبے پہ پری جب پہلی نظر, پہنچا جو حرم کی چوکھٹ پر, ایک ابر کرم نے گھیر لیا. پہنچا جو حرم کی چوکھٹ پر, ایک ابر کرم نے گھیر لیا. باقی نہ رہا یہ ہوش مجھے, کیا مانگ لیا کیا بھول گیا. کعبے پہ پری جب پہلی نظر, ہر وقت برستی ہے رحمت, کعبے میں جمیل اللہ اللہ. ہر وقت برستی ہے رحمت, کعبے میں جمیل اللہ اللہ. خاکی ہوں میں کتنا بھول گیا, آسی ہوں میں کتنا بھول گیا. کعبے پہ پری جب پہلی نظر، کیا چیز ہے دنیا بھول گیا، یوں ہوش و خیرد مفلوج ہوئے، دل ذوق تماشا بھول گیا، کعبے پہ پری جب پہلی نظر.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، الحمد للہ، الحمد للہ وکفا وسلام علی عباده الذین اصطفى، اما بعد، قال اللہ تبارک و تعالی: وللہ علی الناس حج البیت من استطاع الیہ سبیلا ومن کفر فإن اللہ غنی عن العالمین. وقال اللہ تبارک و تعالی: ان عدة الشهور عند اللہ 12 شهرا في کتاب اللہ یوم خلق السماوات والارض منها 4 حرم ذلك الدین القیم. وقال النبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم: الحج المبرور ليس له جزاء الا الجنة، او كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وقال عليه السلام: من ان الحج ان الاسلام يهدم ما كان قبله، وان الهجرة تهدم ما كان قبلها، وان الحج يهدم ما كان قبله، او كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله العظيم، وبلغنا رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Let us all recite درود شریف. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. اما بعد، Ulama-i Kiram, respected elders, dear brothers, mothers and sisters, and all who are listening on the audio streaming. Indeed, we have entered a very, very auspicious season of the year. We are already 12 days, in fact tonight being the 13th night of a very holy month, the 13th, already almost halfway down of a very auspicious month in the Islamic calendar, and that is the month of Zulqa'dah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Holy Quran, إِنَّ عِدَّةَ الشُّهُورِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ 12 شَهْرًا فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ يَوْمَ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. The count of the months in the calendar when Allah created the heavens and the earth, the count in the book of Allah of the months of the year was 12. So the system of timekeeping of the 12 months that we have, this is something ordained by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is Allah's system that He created this universe. When He created this universe, He created the system of time side by side. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the system of 12 months. And thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, مِنْهَا أَرْبَعَةٌ حُرُمٌ. Out of 12 months, there are 4 months that are sacred months, 4 months that are sanctified. And which are the sanctified and sacred months? These 4 months are the months of Zulqa'dah, this month that we have entered, Zulhijjah, the month that follows after this, in which the great, 2 very great acts of ibadah, of Hajj and Udhiyah Qurbani, takes place. And the month that follows after that, the month of Muharram. These are 3 months, Zulqa'dah, Zulhijjah, and Muharram. These are the 3 auspicious months that are together consecutively, one after the other. And then we have 1 additional month, because Allah mentions, مِنْهَا أَرْبَعَةٌ حُرُمٌ. 4 are sacred. So the 4th month that is sacred in this system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the month of Rajab, which is the 7th month of the Islamic calendar, 2 months before the advent of Ramadan. So these are those months that are considered to be sacred, auspicious months.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared these months to be auspicious. Minha arba'atun hurum. These 4 months are the auspicious months. What is the meaning of being auspicious? What is the meaning of a month being auspicious? Ibn Kathir rahmatullah alayhi, great commentator of the Quran, mentions that when we say a month is auspicious, it means the reward of good deeds in that month is multiplied by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than any other month. Good deeds are multiplied in reward. And he mentions that even the commission of sin in those months is worse than sinning in other months, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has attached a certain importance to these months. So therefore, good deeds will be multiplied and sins will also be multiplied. So it implies that we should increase in good deeds and we should abstain to a greater extent from bad deeds in these months. This is the implication of the fact that Allah has made these months auspicious and sacred. One point that we pick up in this discussion is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned there are 4 sacred months, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not name them in the Holy Quran. Nowhere any ayat of the Quran Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the names of the 4 auspicious months. All Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned is there are 4 auspicious months, but no names were given and no information or details was given with regards to which of these months are auspicious. So how do we get the information? Where do we gain the information that these months are auspicious? And what are the names of these months? Then that will come from none other than the one who upon whom the Quran was revealed and who was the best commentator of the Quran, the greatest commentator of the Holy Quran, none other than our beloved master Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He has given us the explanation and the naming of these 4 months, which illustrates the point that all the details of Islam are not found in the Quran. The details are found in the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore we say that the original sources of guidance in Islam are 2, Quran and sunnah. These are the original sources of guidance in Islam, Quran and sunnah. The Quran does not give details. It gives the principles. The finer details will be found in the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had to go into details in the Quran, then the Quran would have become so voluminous and such a thick book that we would not even been able to read it, nor would we have been able to memorize it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not give details in the Quran. These details were left to the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained many things in the sunnah which are not found in the Quran. For example, how many salahs in a day? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never mentions anywhere in the Quran that 5 times salah is compulsory in a day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions different times of salah. Wa aqimi salata tarafayn nahari wa zulafan min al-layl. إن الحسنات يذهبن سيئات ذلك ذكرى للذاكرين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran that establish salah in the 2 ends of the day and a certain portion of the night. But there's no mention of the names of the salah. You can go through 848 pages of the Quran and you will not find the names of the salahs mentioned in together, that right now you must read 5 daily salah and these are the names of the salah: Fajr, Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib and Isha. There's no mention of the salahs in this manner. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not mention all these details because Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent for that very purpose, to explain the Quran and to give the details of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for that very purpose. Zakah, is how much of zakah do we pay? We say 1/40th of your wealth or 2.5% is the quantity of zakat that has to be paid out and given out. We look for this figure and this amount in 848 pages of the Quran. You will not find a single ayat of the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the quantity of zakat or the quotient of zakat is 2.5%. We will not find that anywhere in the Holy Quran. That is found in the Sunnah. All the rules of Hajj and all the details of the rules of Hajj, those are not found in detail in the Holy Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned the principles, the basics, the details are found in the Sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So from this, what do we learn? We learn that together with the Quran, the explanation of the Quran is the Sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is absolutely essential for understanding our deen. If a person says that I will try to understand Islam just by reading the Quran, and he does not consider the ahadith and the sunnah of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as important, such a person is gone astray, because he will never be able to understand the Quran without the exposition of the sunnah and the explanation of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So nevertheless, we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned four auspicious months in the Holy Quran. And amongst these four auspicious months, the first of the three that come consecutively together is Zulqa'dah, followed by the month of Zulhijjah, and then followed by Muharram. These months are known as Mawsimul Hajj, the season of Hajj. Technically, my dear friends, we are less than a month away from the days of Hajj. Days of Hajj will start on 8th of Zulhijjah. We are already past the 8th of Zulqa'dah. And we have already come into the season. Less than a month away from now, the Hajjis will have already proceeded. And they will already be in Mina and Arafat and Muzdalifah. The 5 days of Hajj will have already commenced less than a month from now. And we who will not be going, we would have already carried out a very great act of ibadah, the udhiyah, the qurbani. We would have carried out that act of qurbani and udhiyah. So we are in a very important period of the calendar. And we should be cognizant and conscious of these days. It must not be that these days bypass us and we are in a state of heedlessness and ghaflat. We say Ramzan is over now, so everything is over, we'll see next Ramzan. Ramadan is one important month in the Islamic calendar, but it is not the only important month in the Islamic calendar. We are going to come upon the month of Zulhijjah, inshallah, in about less than about, just a bit over half a month's time. We will be coming into the month of Zulhijjah. And Zulhijjah is such an important month in the Islamic calendar that we can say it is the equivalent of a mini Ramadan. The 10 days of Zulhijjah, the fast of each day is equal to 1 year of Nafil fast, and the ibadat of each night is equal to the ibadat of Laylatul Qadr. That is the great month of Zulhijjah that is coming. Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala select these months to be the auspicious months? That is also a very important question. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose these months to be the auspicious months because in these months, all types of fighting and warfare was made prohibited. The Arabs used to fight and shed blood, and there used to be a lot of killing, wars that used to carry on and on. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it prohibited, haram and prohibited for any kind of bloodshed or fighting in this period. There will be, there is to be complete truce and peace. There's no fighting allowed in this season. So the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibited all fighting and peace was declared in this season is because the Hujjaj will be proceeding for Hajj and they are going purely for an act of ibadah, and to protect them from any kind of harm or getting killed mistakenly, what they call collateral damage, collaterally to get killed, right? That is, they were not party to the warfare, but they just happened to be in the wrong place and they could get killed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibited all types of killing and all kinds of warfare and declared these months to be the months of peace and truce in order to give the Hujjaj a safe passage to go for Hajj. So they will proceed in Zulqa'dah. It's not like today where you buy your ticket, you go to the airport, you jump onto the plane, and within couple of hours you land, and within couple of hours you're in Makkah and Medina. Allah has made it so easy in our times with air travel, etc. In those days, people traveled by land, and there were no cars and vehicles. People traveled on animal back, horses, camels, mules, other forms of transport. Some people went walking on foot. Long journeys they undertook. So we find that in order to make it easy for them, for these long journeys, they would reach there and they would have enough time to reach there without being harmed. They would have enough time to complete their Hajj and stay a few days in the holy places of Makkah and Medina. So the whole month of Zulqa'dah, then the whole month of Zulhijjah, because that is the period of Hajj, and then the whole month of Muharram, because that is when the Hajis would return home, and by end of Muharram most of them would return home and reach home. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declared these 3 months as such months in which no killing and no warfare of any sort is allowed, and there is a universal peace and truce in these months. And we find additionally the month of Rajab also declared such a month in which no killing, no warfare is allowed at all. The reason why Rajab was selected is because that is the time when people would normally proceed for their Umrah and try to reach Makkah, and they would spend some time, maybe right till Ramadan. So that part of the year was a part of the year when people would go for Umrah, the small Hajj as it is called, Al-Hajj al-Asghar, and the big Hajj, Al-Hajj al-Akbar, the big Hajj and the small Hajj. So people would normally proceed for the big Hajj, the small Hajj, that is the Umrah and the actual Hajj itself. They would proceed in these seasons. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declared this to be such months that now there will be no killing and no bloodshed. And they are auspicious. Rewards are multiplied and even the sins are multiplied. So therefore we should try to make the best of the season. Even though we may not be going for Hajj, we may be staying back at home. Not the whole Ummah can go for Hajj every year. It's impossible for every Muslim to go for Hajj every year. A handful, small 0.0 some percent of the Ummah of 2 billion people will go for Hajj. So the rest of the Ummah, though they are not going for Hajj, but they are also in this auspicious season. And they also should engage in acts of ibadah and worship. Like the Hajis will engage in ibadah, like that the rest of the Ummah should also engage in acts of ibadah wherever they may be in the world, especially in this season. And so therefore we see in this beautiful poetry, mention has been made about that person who happened to go for his first visit to the Baytullah. First time in his life he may have gone to the Haram, First time in his life he has seen the Ka'batullah. There are many people who have gone for Hajj this year, that it is their very first time. May Allah make it easy for them and accept it from them and grant them all Hajj maqbool and mabrur. So this person is giving the impression of he says, when my first gaze fell upon the Baytullah. Now remember, when the first time we see the Baytullah, that is the moment of qubuliyat and acceptance of dua. Whatever dua a person will make on the first glance of Baytullah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept the dua of that person. That is why it is said that when a person is going for the first time, he should reserve that dua, special dua to make at the time of the first gaze of Baytullah, because that is one moment in the lifetime of a person where it is guaranteed the acceptance of his dua. So this person is giving the impressions of his heart and he's giving the feelings, his emotional feelings at the time of seeing the Kaaba for the first time. And he expresses it in these words, Kaabe pe pari jab pehli nazar, kya cheez hai dunya bhool gaya. He says that when the first time I entered the haram, and the first time my gaze fell on the Baytullah, and the first opportunity in my life I had to see the Kaaba live. Nowadays you can see so many pictures of the Kaaba, and all over there's pictures and so on, pics and clips, etc. of Kaabatullah. But the actual Kaaba, to see the Kaaba alive, to see the Kaaba alive as it is, the actual Kaaba, that is such a feeling that no feeling in the world can be equivalent to that feeling of seeing the Kaabatullah, the Baytullah, especially for the first time. So he says, when my gaze fell on the Kaaba for the first time, kya cheez hai dunya bhool gaya. What is this world? I completely forgot that there is such a thing like the dunya in the world. I forgot the dunya. I completely forgot that there is even anything besides this Kaaba and this Baytullah. So absorbed this person became in the vision of the Kaaba and the gaze of the Kaaba and staring at the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is also an act of ibadah. Remember that. To stare at the Baytullah, to gaze at the Baytullah, to look at the Baytullah, it is an act of ibadat for which a person will get such rewards that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says the sins of a person keep falling off and his rewards keep multiplying as long as his gazes is on the Kaaba, on the Baytullah, and his heart will fill up with noor and he will get the reward and mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For that person who just looks at the Kaaba, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directs 20 of his mercies towards him. The one who reads salah in front of the Kaaba, he gets 60 mercies of Allah. The one who who engages in tawaf gets 60 mercies. The one who reads salah in front of Baytullah gets 40 mercies. And the one who gazes on the Kaaba gets 20 mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if he's not reading anything, even if he's not doing anything, but he's just sitting and looking at the Kaaba and admiring the Kaaba and enjoying the beautiful sight of the Kaaba, he gets 20 mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we see here, this person is giving the impressions of his heart, what happened to him when his first gaze fell on the Kaaba. Kya cheez hai dunya bhool gaya. I completely forgot all about this world and the worldly life and everything of this world. Everything was lost to me. I was so drowned in this beautiful gaze of the Kaaba. Yu hosh o khirat mafloot huye, dil zauk e tamasha bhool gaya. This gaze of the Kaaba was such ke hosh o khirat mafluj ho gaye. My mind and my thoughts became paralyzed. My intelligence and my thoughts became paralyzed that now I couldn't even think anymore. I was so overtaken by the view of the Kaaba that even my thoughts froze And my thoughts actually became paralyzed and my mind became numb. I could not even think anymore that what am I seeing. Like beautifully it was said that خواب ہے کہ خواب دیکھ رہا ہوں یا جاگ رہا ہوں یا رب. Oh Allah, when a person says he is standing in front of Kaaba, he says that I don't even know whether I am dreaming or I am awake. So a person is gone into like a hal and a trance. He is not even sure whether he is awake or he is dreaming. Because it's like a dream come true for many people. So a person does not even know whether he's actually conscious or he's unconscious. That is the state of affairs when a person really appreciates that opportunity of standing in front of the Ka'batullah, the Baytullah. Phir rooh ko izne raqs mila khabida junu bedar hua kalmon ka taqaza yaad raha nazron ka taqaza bhool gaya. He says that then what happened to me? Phir rooh ko izne raqs mila. My ruh now got the permission to dance. My ruh started to dance in ecstasy and joy. But remember, we're talking about the ruh now. This is not about the body dancing. That is haram and prohibited. We don't dance. In Islam, dancing is all haram. This is just an expression. It's an expression to explain the kind of joy and ecstasy that overtook a person as if his ruh came dancing out of his body. That ecstasy and joy overtook him. That now his ruh also started dancing in excitement. And khabida junu bedar hua, a kind of a hidden, latent madness that was in this person came to the fore. He became like a madman in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now. He was gone into like a kind of a state where he even forgot himself, he forgot who he was, he forgot everyone around him, and he just became like a person who was overtaken by madness and ecstasy and joy and happiness. This is the state of that person who had the first gaze of Baytullah. Kalmo ka taqaza yaad raha. He says that now the only thing that came in front of me is the fact that I am a reader of Kalima La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. And what should be my responsibility as a reader of Kalima Tayyiba? That was what was in front of me at that time. احساس کے پردے لہرائے ایمان کی حرارت تیز ہوئی سجدوں کی طرف اللہ اللہ سر اپنا سودا بھول گیا. He says that now I became in such a condition that the feelings and the awakening of my senses, my senses became awakened now which were fast asleep. And my iman became strengthened and my iman became hot and my iman became warm and my iman became stirred by the sight of the Kaabatullah. My iman which was gone dead and dormant, my iman which was gone weak, suddenly my iman came alive in my heart. And my head started desiring to fall down in sajda. My head desired to put itself in front of the in the royal court and prostrate before the King of all kings, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I forgot even that all the etiquette that I was supposed to uphold, all those things were forgotten. I just felt like falling down on the ground into the state of sajda, that what a moment has arrived and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought me to such a beautiful holy place. And such a moment in my life, an unforgettable moment in the life of a mu'min, perhaps one of the greatest moments, is when for the first time a believer sees the Baytullah, the Ka'batullah. What emotions go through the heart of a person at that time. And he says, this waqt dua ko haath uthe, yaad aana saka jo socha tha. Now this is a moment of acceptance of dua. So he says that now, when I came back to my senses after I was lost in this vision of the Baytullah, he says that now I decided to pick up my hands to make dua, but I could not even remember what to ask anymore. Even my mind went blank. My mind got blank too. Everything was forgotten. Couldn't even remember what to ask anymore. This happens to a person when you're overwhelmed completely, that your mind goes blank. You can't even think now what to do. Normally that happens to a person when some afat or calamity or some problem or some disaster befalls us. Allah save us. Person's mind goes blank, can't think now what to do. But this was another kind of moment for the mind to go blank. When the Baytullah was in front now, he's picking up his hands to make dua, but now no words of dua even coming out. Can't remember what to ask for. Izhaare aqeedat ki dhun mein, izhaare tamanna bhool gaya. In expressing my allegiance and my loyalty and my feelings to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to the Kaaba, in that excitement and that absorption, I completely even forgot what desires were left in my heart and what I was supposed to ask for. The desires were all gone and forgotten. The expression of the allegiance and loyalty to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is what overwhelmed me completely. Pocha jo haram ki chaukhat par, ek abre karam ne gher liya. When I reached the door of the haram and the door and the doorways of the haram, I suddenly felt like a cloud of Allah's mercies enshrouded me. Like I was walking inside a cloud, and all four sides, and above and below and everywhere, it was like I was just walking in a cloud. Allahu Akbar, this is the cloud of nur and light, a cloud of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy and rahmat. Baki na raha ye hosh mujhe, kya mang liya, kya bhool gaya. I went into such a state of rapture that in that state and condition, I could not even remember what I asked and what I forgot to ask. Don't ask me what dua I made that time, because my mind was gone in such a condition that I could not even remember what I asked and what I did not ask. Har waqt barasti hai rahmat, kaabe mein jameel Allah Allah. Khaki hu mein kitna bhool gaya, aasi hu mein kitna bhool gaya. He says that Allah Allah, what kind of mercies of Allah are descending and raining down like torrential rain upon the Kaaba every minute of every day. That this rains of Allah's mercy and light and Allah's tajalli that is coming on the Kaaba, it so overtook me and overwhelmed me that I even forgot who I am. I forgot that I am such a great sinner, that this place is so holy, and where did a gunegar and sinner like me have the courage to come here? I forgot all of that. That all became forgotten now. I forgot my person. Who am I? I've lost even track of my personality. I lost track of myself. And I lost track of the fact that I'm a great sinner. I lost track of all of that in front of the Kaaba. So this is the kind of feeling, my dear friends, that should overtake a person in front of Baytullah. The Ahlullah, the Awliya Allah, they are the people that when they go to Baytullah, they experience some kind of amazing kayfiyat, some nur they see, some light they see, some tajalli they see, some kind of special Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's attention and focus they see there, which the ordinary person does not see. But we all have to keep trying. We have to keep trying and striving until such time that the reality of Baytullah, what is the reality of Baytullah, strikes us. And in this beautiful poetry, we see how a person should be in front of Baytullah, that you should also almost go into a state of such absorption and such annihilation of oneself that you cannot even remember who you are, and you don't even remember yourself anymore. It is only the Kaaba in front of you and everything else is forgotten. There's no time to look at any of the things that are there, the colors and the lights and all the decorations. There's no time to look at the people, who's there and who's not there. A person has forgotten everything and everyone. He's forgotten the whole world. He isn't forgotten that he's got a wife and children and family and a house and business. All of that is like gone from his mind. That is the state of feeling that one should have at Baytullah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us there with this type of kayfiyat. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all the hajis, hajj mabrur, make it easy for them, accept their duas on the first sighting of the Kaaba. And then throughout their stay there, grant them the necessary adab and respect. Grant them the taqwa, the piety, grant them the sabr, the patience, and grant them the tawfiq and the guidance and hidayat to engage in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in upholding the sanctity of those holy places. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. We will make zikrullah, day after dua will take place. أفضل الذكر لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. الله جل جلاله وتعالى شانه والله الله 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 Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. رسالة دروس شريف اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم جزا الله أن نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اللهم مغفرتك أوسع من ذنوبنا ورحمتك أرجى عندنا من أعمالنا اللهم رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين اللهم اغفر للحاج ولمن استغفر له الحاج اللهم اغفر للحاج ولمن استغفر له الحاج اللهم اغفر للحاج ولمن استغفر له الحاج اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية في الدنيا والآخرة والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار يا الله يا أرحم الراحمين يا حي يا قيوم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ستار العيوب يا غفار الذنوب يا ستار العيوب يا غفار الذنوب يا تواب يا غفار يا أرحم الراحمين يا حي يا قيوم يا الله we ask of you forgiveness and مغفرت يا الله we are drowning in guna and sin يا الله from head to toe يا الله we are covered in guna and sin يا الله يا الله we are polluted يا الله يا الله يا الله يا الله we are filthy يا الله يا الله we are covered in the filth of guna and sin يا الله Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we are in the stench of guna and sin. We are in the filth of guna and sin. Ya Allah, if you do not wash us clean, Ya Allah, with the tawbah and maghfirat, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, if you do not purify and cleanse us, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we will remain in this filthy condition, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, remove us from the filthy condition of guna and sin by granting us complete maghfirat. Ya Allah, forgive all our sins, Ya Allah, purify us, Ya Allah, cleanse us, Ya Arham al-Rahimeen. Ya Allah, we sincerely make tawbah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we're giving up all guna and sin. Ya Allah, we're giving up all evil deeds, we're giving up all bad deeds. Ya Allah, we're giving up all sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are making sincere tawbah tonight, Ya Allah. Accept our tawbah, especially in this Mubarak season, Ya Allah, of Dhul-Qa'dah, Ya Allah, the holy months, Ya Allah. We are making sincere tawbah, Ya Arham al-Rahimeen. Accept our tawbah and may grant us maghfirat and forgiveness. Forgive all our sins, Ya Allah, those that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, those that we did, Ya Allah, oh, Ya Allah, deliberately or by mistake, Ya Allah, those we remember or those that we have forgotten. Ya Arham al-Rahimeen, grant us complete maghfirat and forgiveness. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us and the entire ummah. Ya Allah, make our maghfirat and grant the maghfirat of the whole ummah. Ya Allah, grant us complete forgiveness and maghfirat. Forgive all the hujjaj, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant them all maghfirat and forgiveness even before, Ya Allah, they start the journey of Hajj. And during the days of Hajj, Ya Allah, and after the journey of Hajj, Ya Allah, and whatever dua, maghfirat they make for the ummah, accept their duas, Ya Allah, for the maghfirat of the ummah, Allahumma aghfir lil hajj wa liman istaghfara lahu al hajj. Ya Allah, forgive the haji and those on behalf of whom the haji will make dua maghfirat, and include us all in their duas, Ya Allah. Ya Arham al-Rahimeen, this is a season of maghfirat, Ya Allah, in which you grant those who make dua for the hajis and the hajis duas for those who are not there, Ya Arham al-Rahimeen. Ya Allah, these great months are here, the great days are here. Grant us the value and appreciation, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, it will be like a mini Ramadan after Ramadan has come upon us in these 10 days of Zilhijjah. Ya Allah, grant us tawfiq, Ya Allah, to fast, to make ibadat. Ya Allah, grant us health and strength, Ya Allah. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our biggest weakness and downfall is our sins, Ya Allah. Our transgression and our wrongdoing, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, grant us tawbah, Ya Allah. Grant us maghfirat, Ya Allah. Accept our tawbah. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, Ya Allah. Grant us a life of taqwa and piety and righteousness. Ya Allah, grant us the ability to stay away from sin and transgression. Ya Allah, we are weak, Ya Allah. We fall into temptation. Nafs o shaitan, dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko tabah. Eh, mere maula, meri madad kar, chahta hu main teri panah. Nafs and shaitan mislead us every now and then, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we fall into the trap of nafs and shaitan. The nafs and shaitan make us do the sins of the eyes and the hands, and the legs and the tongue and the ears and the mind and the heart. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we are weak, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, do not test us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us hidayat and tawfiq. Grant us a life of piety and righteousness. We ask of you to grant us taqwa. We do not have taqwa, Ya Allah. You grant us taqwa, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. When we have faulted and wherever we have faulted and whenever we had faulted in the past too, make our maghfirat and forgive us, Ya Allah. Do not take us to task, Ya Allah. Rabbana la tu'akhidna in nasina aw akhta'na. Ya Allah, do not take us to task, Ya Allah, if we forgot or we made a mistake, Ya Allah. رَبَّنَا وَلَا تَحْمِلْ عَلَيْنَا إِصْرًا كَمَا حَمَلْتَهُ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِنَا رَبَّنَا وَلَا تُحَمِّلْنَا مَا لَا طَاقَةَ لَنَا بِهِ وَاعْفُ عَنَّا وَاعْفُ عَنَّا وَاعْفُ عَنَّا وَاغْفِرْ لَنَا وَاغْفِرْ لَنَا وَاغْفِرْ لَنَا وارحمنا 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 أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. Grant shifa kamil, Ya Allah, to those who are ill. Ya Allah, those who have passed away, grant them maghfirat. Illuminate their qabars, Ya Allah. Grant them freedom from the fire of hell. Save them from the punishment of the qabar, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us all from punishment of qabar when we leave this world. Grant us all to die with iman, Ya Allah, with kalimat tayyiba, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on our lips, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, save us from the azab of the akhirah, save us from the azab of the qabr, Ya Allah. All those things that bring about the azab of qabr and akhirah, save us from all those actions and deeds, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Allah, accept all our du'as. Ya Allah, fulfill all our needs, remove all our difficulties and problems. Ya Allah, grant us safety and protection, Ya Allah, on all sides, Ya Allah, in this land and country of ours and around the world. Ya Allah, these are difficult times. Ya Allah, grant us, Ya Allah, strength of iman. Save us from all fitnas, known and unknown, seen and unseen. Ya Allah, apparent and hidden, save us from all forms of fitna, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله على النبي الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.